That says before it's mutter holds here different. Here it's much different because here we're talking about when you have hot bread on top of a open barrel of wine. Here it's more than just some reicha that goes in. Much more comes up. Bread, hot bread, saps in more of the taste. It's to the mamas like the tam of the yain comes in. For sure, wine comes in. All right, we'll stop here. We can walk into the thing. Come on.
Here, holding up samach vavam abeis. The bottom part of the Gemara again, Lesh Shaila was, if you say Reicha is milsi, you'll have milsi. You had a machlokes that, again, the Lesh Shaila was again, bas teyo. That means the Shaila is, can a Jew smell and taste the wine of Yayin Esach? He's only smelling it. He's not going to eat it, drink it. He only wants to smell it. So you had a machlokes Abaye v'Rava. The Rabbi said it was also cause Reicha Milsa. If you smell the Yayin Esach, like Tosa says, it's considered like you're drinking the Yayin Esach. It's called the Shtiyah. And Rava says, no, it's Mutta, we pass like that, because Reicha Lav Milsa. Since you're only smelling the smell of the Yayin Esach, you're not really drinking it, therefore it's Mutta. So Rava says, how do they know it? So he brought down a Mishnah about Tana Shesika B'Kamoin Shel Truma. It says Ofer Bar Sapas. It says Mutaris Lefi Shein Tam K'moin Ela Reicha K'moin. That you only have Reicha, therefore Reicha is Muta. So Rava brought his proof in this Mishnah Tana that it says the Pas is Muta. Rabbi said no. Shani Yosam the Nikli Yisurei. There it's different there, since you're burning up the whole Kamar and it gets burnt up, it's not here. There he agrees, the Reicha that comes out is nothing. But the Reicha that comes out from wine, there, since the wine is still around, the Reicha that comes out is Mutta. Now the Gemara says, that Omar of Mori, the first big line, Omar of Mori, Kitanoi, Lechura, let's say the Machlekes, the Bayiv Rova, is a Machlekes Tanoim. That it says, Alocho, Haroi de Pascham, somebody takes off fresh, hot bread, and you put in your fresh bread on top of a barrel of wine of truma. Rabbi Meir says, now it's also to eat this bread. Since the tam of the yayin goes into the bread, it's considered like you're eating truma. So it's also, Rabbi Yehuda Mat, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi makes a difference. Mate b'shal chitim, he says, chitim, wheat bread, does not absorb that much the wine, the reich does not go into it, it's mutter. But v'yaisa b'shal soirim, made out of barley absorbs it more, barley bread would be yosa. Mifnei shah soirim shrevis, that barley absorbs more the reich, the smell of the yayin, it smokes it like the yayin is there, by barley it's yosa. So you see, you have a machlokes here, whether this bread becomes yosa or not. So my love isn't it, bal kemifli, this is the machlokes. The one that says that the path is also Rabbi Meir, holds like Abaya, that since the reyach, the smell of the wine, goes into the bread, you're not allowed to eat this bread right now. That's like Abaya Shita, reyach is considered milsi. Well, Masav Rabbi Yehuda says it's muta, he'll hold reycha for leiklum, he hold like Rava, that reycha is lav milsi. So even though when you eat this bread, the smell of it is inside the bread, but the smell is not considered like the truma itself, therefore it's mutter. So who are the machlekes? The Bayev Rov is the machlekes, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says maybe no. The Gemara says, I tell you that L'Rova Vadi Tanoihu. According to Rova, for sure, his sheet is a machlekes Tanoim. Rova says, Tam Reicha Lav Milsi. Reicha means nothing. So according to Rava, for sure this bread should be mutter. And here at least Rabbi Meir says the bread is also. So for sure Rabbi Meir is arguing on Rava. So Rava has to say his sheet on according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Meir. The question is though, but Labai, according to Abaye's sheet that holds, that Reicha is milsi, if you only smell the truma, it's considered like you're eating the truma, if so, milay metanoi. Do you have to say that it's a machlokes tanoim? Do you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Abaya? Maybe no. So Moriah says, no, you don't have to say that. Omulach Abaya, Abaya could say back and answer like this. Lav mi'itmer lo. Didn't we learn an explanation upon this Mishnah? We learned like this. That Omer Rabba bar Bachona, Omer Rosh Lakish, v'pas chamo, v'chov yispsucho, t'ibrihakal asura. He learned Sharon this machlokes, Reb Mei and Reb Yosi, that in a case where the bread is fresh, hot bread, and it was put upon on top an open barrel of yain shel truma, then everybody agrees that it's osa. He holds, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's osa. In other words, they all agree to Abaye's svara. Reicha is milsehi. When the reich, the smell of the wine, comes up from an open barrel into the hot bread, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's osa. Because they hold like Abaye, really. Dibriyakla Asura. What about in the case of the pas sonenis? Let's say the bread is cooled off already. The chavis magufa, and the barrel of wine has a cover on top of it. It's a covered barrel. Then Dibri Hakol Muteris. Everybody agrees the bread is mutter. Because since the barrel is covered up, it's not that strong of a smell coming up. And since the bread is cold already, it does not absorb so much the reich. So in this case of a reich, everybody agrees, reich alav milsi, that's not enough of a reich. Even Abaye would agree to this. Where is the machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, lenech l'kuel, like this? Either the pas chama of the chavis magufa, either where the bread was hot, just the barrel was covered, that's the machloikis, whether that's considered reich or not. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Since the barrel is covered up, he holds that much smell that comes up is very small, it's not enough to make it osa. But or else, the opposite way. It could also be the machlokes bepas tzanenis, if the bread is nice and cooled off already, and even v'chavis psucha, where the barrel is opened up. Even though the barrel is opened up and the reich comes up, but since the bread is already cooled off, that's the machlokes here of you that says it's mutter. But since the bread is cooled off already, it does not absorb that much of the reich. Therefore, here of you that says reicha is lav klum. But v'hodi di, in Abaye's case himself of Bas Teya, where the Jew is going to smell the Yayin Nesach, Nami is the same similar case, Kepas Chama V'chavis Tsuchadami. It's like hot bread on top of an open barrel. Like we just said, everybody agrees that their Reicha is Milsi. So could the Abaye sheet is not a Machlokes Hanoyim? Abaye says, according to everybody, that if you're going to smell the Bas Teya, you're going to smell the wine itself, that's considered a real reich, and here, according to Abaye, reich is milsi. So, according to the Maskana, the Gemara, the Chorubi, Mash, we should paskin like Abaye. But the Gemara says Abaye is not a machlokes tanoim, but according to Rav, it is a machlokes tanoim. But still, the lach is still like Rav, Mikir Adin, we paskin like Rav, that reich is lav milsi. Even though the Chetchili is supposed to be machmir, not to have a reich, but with the evidence of you bake something and have the reich, still we hold like Rav, reich is lav milsi. So here, Tosfos, if you'd base them, base the question. Here, the Gemara says in your base that smelling the roses is also. Hikshu benatam, maishna mi bas teya. How come in our Gemara here, smelling yain nesav, their mila, come on, we say, and af samach vov, dishari, mishon derech, alav milsi. So how come we're saying in the Gemara, daf you'd base that smelling roses of avoid is also, and here we're saying smelling yain nesav is mutter. The tira fishani verit vadas, the ikurayu, lerecha kaimi. The main purpose for roses is to smell it. It's also called Yavin Hanor. Mashenken over here, the main purpose of wine is not for smelling, therefore it's not called Hanor, the smelling of it. So he says here. Therefore, our sugi is not a shayla of Hanor, it's only a shayla that you consider Reicha Milsi or not. The smelling of it is that mamash considered like you're drinking the wine or not, the Machleika Sabayev Rava.
So you can say that with everything, actually.
Now it says the Mishnah, the Klal is Zeha Klal. This is the Klal of the Mishnah. Kol Shebaha Nosa Benoi Sintam. That when Yain Nesach falls on top of dates or figs, it depends if it's Noi Sintam L'Shvach. It means if the taste now tastes better, it gives a good taste into the food, then Talocha Noi Sintam becomes Osa. But if it gives a bad taste, like we had before, when the Yain Nesach falls into Gritzin, into the beans, that gives a bad taste, then we say Tam L'Fgam is Mutter. The time becomes bottle. Samora says, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel Hochi Yuchasa. This is the way we paskin. That nois saint tam lef gam. Anytime the taste, just the taste, ruins the food, we say it's bottle. But the pshat is like this. Really, tam should also be bottle chad betray. If one piece falls into two other pieces, one and two should be bottle. There's a new chiddush akroa, we learn from Sukkim, that tam is kikka. Even though the piece of meat itself is bottom, but since it gives off a taste, and you can taste it in the other foods, that's the chiddush, tam is kikka, the tam, the taste of it, is sort of like the guf hadavar is here. But that chiddush is only when you have a good taste. But if it gives a bad taste, then there's no chiddush of tam kikka, then it's bottle chad betray. So Shmuel says, we're passing like this. And the Yom Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Loishonu, when was this learned and Loishin Tam Livgam? Is Muto, Loishonu Elo Shenofal, the Turk recent Roishin. So we have this Yayin Nesach that falls into hot beans. If the beans are hot, Roishin, then the wine just ruins the taste. It makes the beans taste worse. So since the wine now is falling into hot beans, it's making the taste worse. That's called tamlif gam, that's bottle. That since you have more beans than you have wine, the wine becomes bottle in the beans. Therefore it's muta. Avo, but what's going to be like this? Avo, no falatag recent synonym. Let's say right now when the wine fell in, the beans were cooled off. They weren't cooked up yet, they're not hot. And the Metzius says when wine falls on cool beans, then it tastes good, makes the bean taste good. It's only when it's cooked up, is it lufgam, is it a little bit bad. But when it's cold, it's still good. So what's going to be if the wine fell on the beans when they were cold? And then the Jew took and started to cook up these beans. What's the lacha now? After it's cooked up, now taka tastes bad. Are you allowed to eat these beans or not? So no, it's also. Because nasa's still like it was made, nasa kimi sheshbiach, that first when the wine fell on top of these beans, it made the beans taste good. It was mashbiach the beans. It's only at the end, later, when you cooked up the beans, that's what ruined the taste. And that's all the osur remains osur. But since when the tam first came in together, when the wine first came into the beans, it's like the tapach, since then the tam was l'shvach, it's nas nevela. It like makes now these beans like a chetz of the surah, so the beans are osur. So now when you cook up the beans are still edible, you can still eat the beans, even though now the taste tastes bad, but so what? The taste already made the beans awesome. So now the beans are awesome to eat. If you cook up the beans and make it edible, it's still awesome. So if that's called sheshbiach l'psoi pogam, that's awesome. V'chein, the same thing, ki osi ravim when ravim came. Om rava bar bar chono, om rav yechnen. L'shono, this was only learned, el shenof al turk yuris and reischen. When does the Mishnah say if the wine falls into beans that it's muta, if the beans were hot right now? Then the wine makes it, ruins the taste. That's called tamlif gam. Ah, will not for the grease and synonym, but if the wine first fell in to nice cooled off beans, that now makes the beans taste good, versichr, and later you cook up the beans, nasik mishesh bichov saipogam viyosa. Instead of like you first made it good, and therefore like nasa nevela became osa, these beans are beans the sura, so even though you cook them up now, they still remain osa. V'chein, the same thing, Kiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came. Say the same halacha. V'chein, the same thing, the kach, ho'yoysim be'av Shabbos is b'tzipori. That's where they used to do this, make this food in Tzipori and Erev Shabbos. V'kur and oysoy, shechlayim. That they used to first pour the wine on the beans when it was cooled off, and then they would cook up the beans. So you see, it's not just called ruining the beans. In that way, it's time, it's a good time. It ends up to taste good. So they used to even do this, like a people used to make such beans this way. And therefore, it remains awesome. Rashi says, Kachla Yoysa means Noisin Chaimitz, the Terecha Grisin, Sainin, used to put into the cold beans, and it used to make it taste good. And then later they would cook it up. Yeah. Right. Now, Omer Reshlokish, Lokish says, Omer Reshlokish, Noisin Tam Livgam Shomru. That's what we say in our Mishnah Klal, that if the tam that comes into the food, this Yai Nesach, ruins the taste of the beans, that it's muta, loisha yomru kidei rezu chaseira melech, yiseira melech, chaseira tavlin, yiseira tavlin. It's not enough to say that the reason why the food is not tasting good now is because it's missing an ingredient. It's missing salt, it's missing spices, or you have too much salt. If that's the reason why the food tastes bad, but not because the Yai Nesach made it taste bad. Only because, anyway, this food now is missing salt. That does not make it tam livgam. El rather, kol shein chaser reklum. If the food itself is not missing anything, all the ingredients in this kugel is here. V'yena nachelis, the reason why now you're not going to enjoy eating it. Mifnei zeh, because the wine now fell into these beans, that's called tam livgam. That's when it's mutter. In other words, you have these beans, these cooked up beans, and really by themselves are edible, all the ingredients are there, it's good. What's making the beans taste bad now? The wine that fell in. That's the case of tam livgam. But let's say the wine by itself really would not ruin the food. just it happens to be the food is missing some salt, that's why it's not tasting good, that doesn't mean anything. That's okay. Right, yeah. Rashi, as we said, that's what it says, Ein in Achelus as Lav Davka. The Chivon, the Begumos, the Purta, correlated in Achelus. Like, Tam Lev Gan does not have to make it not edible. Of course, these beans, you can still eat them. Just means that the beans would have been better off without this Tam of Yain. If the Tam of the Yain is just making it worse, even though it's still edible, then it's still Mutter. That's called Tam Lev Gan. That's what Shlokas for a Shita. The Chumra. Now, Vika the Army, some say, Omer HaShlokas, Shlokas meant to say like this, Noisein Tam Lev Gan, that's what the Mishnah says, when the wine comes into the beans and makes a bad taste, that it's Mutter, Shomru, Einoim, we don't have to say, Kidei Rezu, Chasera Melech, Yisera Melech, Chasera Tavlin, Yisera Tavlin, Elahashta Miyu, Hapogma. In other words, we don't have to look at it to say, listen, the food is missing salt. That's why the wine is ruining this food. But if there would have been salt there, then when the wine comes in, it'll make it taste good. We don't say like that. Right now, the food does not have salt in it. So without salt, and when you put in the wine, it makes it taste bad, it's also bottled. Don't say like a first sheet there was. No. That Lamaise, even though the wine is making it taste bad now, but it's not the wine by itself, it's because you're missing salt. If you would have had all the ingredients, then the wine would make it good. That's not Lufgan. That's the first Shita. The second Shita is Lakula. No, even though right now, the reason why it's bad maybe is because it's missing salt. So what? But Lamaista, right now there's no salt there. Right now by pouring wine into this cholent, it makes it, it ruins the taste. It's also called Tam Lufgan. That becomes Muta. Rashi says, Elakiva and the Tam Issa, Toigma Akshav, right now the way the food is, right now when the Tam Issa comes in there, it makes it worse. That's enough reason to make it mutter. That's also called Tam Lev Gan. Elahash to miyo kapogma. Now, Omer Rabba Vua, Omer Rabbi Yechon. Rabba Vua says, Omer Rabbi Yechon, that there are three klolim. Kol she taimoi uma moshoi osa, so shai vigurus this, loikin olov, vizel kizayis, vechte achilus pras. Shailov bitubroi, kol she taimoi uma moshoi osa, is that say a piece of chazir, falls into other food. So you have taima, umamosha means you have the taste here and the mamish. There's a piece of chazir that falls into other food, into kosher food. So it's also, and it's also like when you get malchus, like tam kika, you'll even get malchus in this case. Vizel kizayis, v'teachil pras. If you're the kizayis of the yisr, v'teachil pras, a pras means a half a loaf of bread. How long it takes you to eat this pras, so we have in a half a loaf of bread, if there's a kezayis of Issa there, so we always say in the Te'achil's Pras, it's like one big achila. So even though it takes you 3 minutes to eat it, it's called like one achila. So if you eat a kezayis of the Issa within this measurement of a Te'achil's Pras, that's considered like you ate the goof of the Issa, and therefore you receive Malchus. Let's see Rashi now. Because I have a study of the Gemara here. Rashi says, Kol Shetam, in the middle of the Gemara, Rashi, in the middle of Rashi's, Kol Shetamai Uma Moshe like an olive. Rashi also has the gear to like and love. Vizel kazayas v'achilos pras. Rashi says it means v'akugoyin zeh. In this type of a case, nemer was said sheer kazayas was set over the sheer of the size of an olive. V'chdei achilos pras. And this is halach l'moshe misinai. That means shemyesh v'kishir pras shel tavshel. You have a food here the size of a loaf of bread, and you eat now a kazayas miniser. If by eating this loaf of bread now, or this loaf, this size of a loaf, there's a kezayis of Issa in there, so like can you get malchus? Even though you're not eating it by itself, it's mixed into the cholent right now. But since you're not waiting, when you went to eat this, when you started to eat it, until you finished it, for you to eat this dish, from the beginning until the end, you can eat it within 3 minutes. You can eat it with how long it takes you to eat one loaf of bread. So the klal is then mitzarefes achilosa. It's called one big achila. And even though there's only one kizayis of Issa in this whole loaf, so when you eat the whole loaf, you eat a chati kizayis now, a chati kizayis later of the Issa. But since you ate the whole thing in a kizayis bechdei achilas pras, which is in 3 minutes, let's say, you get malchus. But let's say there's less than this. Since you have to wait from the time you eat it till the end, you do not get malchus, because you're not eating the kezayis of the issa within the shear to be mitzarif. But we always know for achilas matzah, when you want to eat matzah the face of a night, the only yotz of eating the kezayis, if you eat it within a kedei achilas kras, you have to eat it within a certain time limit. It's called one achila, the kezayis. If you eat a little bit now and 10 minutes later another bite, you're not yotz of the mitzvah. But within by a tainis, if you have to eat on a tainis, eat less than a kezayis now, wait 10 minutes, and then eat another pachas mikezayis. Because if you wait this length of time, it's not in starve. But if you only have this shear of a pras, a loaf of bread here, and in this loaf of bread now there's a kezayis of issa, and you eat up the whole thing, so therefore it's considered like you ate a kezayis issa at one time of asachas, and therefore you get malchus. That's called kol shetaymoyu mamoshoy. Means you have the tam and the mamish, the piece of meat. The trefus is still here. So then you get malchus for this. And if you have a kezayis b'chetilus pras, what's going to be the Gemara Rabbe says now? What's going to be taymoy v'loy mamoshoy? Let's say you only have the